With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. As the GOP-led House goes into its second week without a new speaker, moderate Democrats in the lower chamber propose expanding the powers of the temporary speaker, Patrick McHenry of North Carolina.
Four moderate Democrats, all members of the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus, recently wrote a letter to McHenry proposing a vote to, quote, expand the speaker pro tempore's authorities. In exchange for empowering McHenry for a 15-day increment, he would guarantee votes on government funding bills in AIPAC. The Blue Dog Coalition, a group of 10 centrist Democrats, quickly came out in support of the measure. The House floor is expected to vote on the new speaker nominee Tuesday. Edwin Mora, Washington.
President Biden will travel to Israel and on to Jordan Wednesday to meet with both Israeli and Arab leadership. As concerns increase that the raging Israel-Hamas war could expand into a larger regional conflict, Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced Biden's travel to Israel as the humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip grows more dire and as Israel prepares for a possible ground attack on the territory to root out Hamas militants. Later, White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby announced that Biden would also go to Jordan to meet with King Abdullah, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Author Andrew McCarthy says Israel will take precautions to minimize civilian casualties in its ground offensive in Gaza, but it'll be no easy task.
And when you're fighting an outfit like Hamas, the fact of the matter is they have their arsenal, and the way that they fire their arsenal spread among civilian infrastructure.
This is SRN News. On a 10-acre site outside Birmingham, England, plans are underway for a monument to the power of prayer. It's called the Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer, and organizer Richard Gamble tells SRN News his vision is to have believers fund over 1 million bricks, which will contain examples of their personal prayers answered by Jesus.
We're gathering stories from all over the world. We have at least 80,000 bricks reserved for America, and we're wanting people from America to not only fund the bricks, but fill them with their stories. And the exciting thing is that those stories then are going to last more than 100 years, and people are going to read your stories of hope long after you've left this planet. You'll be sharing with people the hope that is Jesus Christ.
Gamble adds the huge monument, shaped like an infinity loop, is expected to be completed in 2026. More information can be found at eternalwall.us. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court has ordered makers of gun parts to comply with rules on ghost guns.
The Supreme Court has ordered two internet sellers of gun parts to comply with a Biden administration regulation aimed at ghost guns. Those are firearms that are difficult to trace because they lack serial numbers. A Texas judge had previously exempted Black Hawk Manufacturing Group and Defense Distributed from having to abide by those regulations for ghost gun kits. The regulation requires serial numbers for unfinished gun parts so they can be tracked more easily. Manufacturers must also run background checks before a sale, as they do with other commercially made firearms. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett said in a speech that she wants the nation's highest court to adopt a formal code of conduct. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.
The Supreme Court has ordered two...